It's not nice to eavesdrop, but it's fun. So let's check in on the comedy of errors at the Baxters. On the Little Things in Life, brought to you by Ban Roll-On, America's leading roll-on antiperspirant. Do you think all antiperspirants are basically the same? Well, Ban Roll-On antiperspirant may just change your mind. Take effectiveness, for instance. Tests have shown that Ban Roll-On antiperspirant will actually help stop wetness better than most leading sprays. Make your own test soon. Pick up a bottle of Ban Roll-On, and you may discover what we've shown in tests. Ban Roll-On antiperspirant, proof that not all antiperspirants are created equal.
As anyone knows, hair is only as beautiful as the condition it's in. Natural Wear Miss Clairol shampoo formula conditions while it colors, makes your hair healthy looking and manageable while it adds natural glowing color that covers gray. And it's so easy to use. Just shampoo it in for fresh young color that stays color true week after week. For conditioning hair color, the best it can be, at any price, Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be.
Well, I know one thing. I'm just a little sick and tired of all this trick-or-treating. How many candy bars are left? Aunt Maggie? Aunt Maggie?
I know. Oh. I heard you. I'm counting.
Oh, I see.
Not many. My goodness, you certainly have a lot of children that show up on Halloween around here.
Yeah, no. Is Bob getting the door?
Oh, yes. He's been welcoming everybody.
Hey, we need more sacks of candy in here.
Yeah, well, I'm just filling more, dear. Have you run out again?
No, not entirely, but we're running low.
Well, I don't think many others will show up now. It's getting pretty late. I think the big rush is over.
What are you putting in the sacks?
Well, an apple, two small chocolate bars, and some of that chicken corn, a lollipop, jelly beans.
Oh, isn't that an awful lot? I should think the children would be sick.
Well, probably some of them are. I don't think we should give them so much, but Bob insists. He says it should be one day they can have all the candy they want. Mm. He has such a sweet tooth himself. some more arriving.
They certainly don't stay long. Some of them don't even say thank you. Just grab the Halloween sacks and run.
No. They try to get to as many houses as they can, see how much loot they can collect.
Oh, some of the costumes are pretty cute.
Yes, aren't they? The skeleton was cute, and that Frankenstein monster, wasn't that something?
I didn't think some of the costumes had much to do with Halloween.
No, but now Halloween seems to be just an excuse for putting on any kind of a costume.
There seem to be an awful lot of witches.
Yes, we're big on witches around here. I guess because it's easy to make the hat and then use an old black coat of their mother's or something, you know.
How are you two doing out here?
We're filling sacks.
Well, I don't think you need to fill too many more. It seems to be dwindling off. Ooh, gee, have you got all that candy left?
Yes, and don't try to eat it all up by yourself.
I need one sack for a small gorilla I have in there.
Gorilla?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Come on in. You ought to see him.
Yeah.
A little tiny kid. I don't think he's over 6 years old. Maybe even four or five. Come on in.
Come on, Aunt Maggie.
Mm-hmm. It was so funny. I thought everybody was gone, and I turned around, and here's this kid sitting in the living room on the footstool with this gorilla mask. It's a hideous mask, and I tell you, for a second, he sort of scared me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, you're a scary one.
Oh, yes. My, I bet you just scared everyone tonight.
Here's your sack of candy.
Why, he isn't big enough to be six.
Well, who is he?
Well, I don't know. How can I tell with a mask on? What's your name, dear?
I couldn't get a word out of him.
Well, he's certainly much too little to be out by himself.
Well, I should say. Why, it's after 9:30.
You want to take the mask off, dear? Because we've seen it now, and it's very frightening, and you certainly scared us. You want to take it off? You don't.
You want to tell us your name? You don't.
Well, I'll tell you our names, then maybe you'll tell yours. I'm Mrs. Baxter, and this is Mr. Baxter, and this is our Aunt Maggie. You got a name? Well, you do.
He is the cutest thing.
Girls can't tell much of that thing on his face.
Oh, it's just cute. Little gorilla nodding its head.
Well, we've got to find out who he is. He must have come with somebody. Some group of other children, and they forgot him. Kids get so excited over all this.
And sometimes the big kids like to get rid of the little kids.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. You live around here? On this road? You don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've got some fresh chocolate chip cookies. How would you like some? Maybe a glass of milk? Good. But you'll have to take the mask off to eat them, won't you?
Very smart, Aunt Maggie, except that I've never seen him before in my life.
You haven't?
No. But he certainly is a nice little boy.
I'll get him the cookies and some milk.
He's so tiny, maybe he can't talk.
Well, can't talk. Of course he can talk, can't you? Yes, but he's a gorilla, and he knows gorillas can't talk, so he's playing a part. It's Halloween, he's being very scary, isn't he? Yes, he is.
He's a cute kid.
He's just cute as a chicken. You scared us now, but you don't want to scare your mommy, do you? And I bet she's looking for you. Yes, she is. How old are you? Four? You're four. Huh? Are you five? He's five, too. He's both four and five. Maybe six? He's 6'2". I think we have a problem on our hands.
Yeah.
Here we are. Cookies and milk.
I think I'll go call the village store. Don's staying open later tonight. And just tell him in case anyone is asking.
Fine. Very good idea, dear. Yeah. Use the kitchen phone so he don't, you know.
Okay. In the meantime, find out what you can.
Yeah. Don't you think maybe your mommy's worried about you? Oh, I think she is. Now, you're not scared of us, are you? No, of course not.
I think somebody's a little sleepy.
Yes, I think somebody's having himself a fine time.
Mm-hmm. You like the cookie? Good.
Uh-oh, I bet he doesn't know his name. You do? Are you one of the Gridley children? Is your name Gridley? Oh, honey, it's all right. He's a Gridley and I know where they live. You better get him home right away.
Good evening, Mrs. Gridley.
Yes.
My name is Baxter. I live on Bittersweet Lane, and I guess your son here sort of got left behind in the trick-or-treating.
My what?
Your son. Well, isn't this your son?
No.
You sure?
What do you mean, am I sure?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just meant
I certainly
that,
know whether or not I have a little boy. I've got three girls and a son in college.
Yeah, I know. It was a dumb question. I'm sorry. Well, this little fellow was left behind. He was a gorilla, which was cute, but all we could find out was that he was 4, 5, and 6 years old.
Are you drunk?
Certainly I'm not drunk.
Well, you're certainly too old to be trick-or-treating.
Hey!
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
I sweep my floor and I still hear sugar underfoot. I hate that straw broom.
That's the kind of dirt straw brooms miss. But an Oseeder angler broom would get it. Angler bristles are cut on an angle to keep more tips on the floor, and the tips are closer together. Oseeder angler gets the dirt other brooms miss.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
What do you hear from your floor?
Not a sound.
Oseeder makes your life easier.
She said, well, you're certainly too old to be trick-or-treating, and then she slammed the door in my face.
Well, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I thought sure the Gridleys had a little boy. He certainly looks like a Gridley with those big eyes.
Now, never mind all that. What are we going to do with him?
Well, his mother must be nearly out of her mind. Did you call up P-O-L-I-C-E?
Yes. Nobody's asked about it.
I don't understand it. Nearly 10:30. If he were mine, I would be wild.
And somebody's eyes are almost closed.
Maybe he'd like to lie down on a bed and go to sleep? No.
No, of course you don't want to go to sleep and miss all this fun. How about sitting on my lap and I'll keep you awake so you don't miss anything? Oh, good. There, now, don't get too comfortable, because you don't want to miss anything. Well, you were just the nicest, scariest gorilla I've ever had on my lap. You know that?
I'll get it.
All right,
keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah. Now, sit still. Sweetie, want another cookie? Although I certainly don't think he should have so many sweets.
Well, at this point, don't worry about his teeth.
No, I guess not.
I've been just frantic.
Well, yes, come on in. I hope he's your son.
Jeffrey.
Oh, hello. We've taken good care of him.
I had him in the back of the car, and somehow he slipped out. And by the time I got home and discovered he was gone...
Well, yes. Now he's all right.
I'm Peg Baxter, and this is our Aunt Maggie, Miss Sorensen, and...
How do you do? Jeffrey, what am I going to do with you?
May I ask? It's really none of our business, but how old is he, and can he talk?
He's 5, and he can talk, but he won't, and we are half crazy.
How do you know he can talk?
2 months ago, and he's never said a word in his life. I had the TV on, and out of the clear blue, he said, "Turn it off, please. It bores me." And he hasn't said another word since.
Oh, well, I wouldn't worry.
Well, I do worry. And when I finally called the village store, and Don said you people might have him.
Well, we had him, and we've enjoyed him. He was a very ferocious and a very scary gorilla, weren't you? Huh? Yeah, sure you were.
Well, thank you. I don't know what else to say.
Well, that's all right.
Come on, Jeffrey. Sometimes I wonder if I have another Einstein on my hands.
Oh, he's going to be fine. Won't you, honey? You coming back to visit us sometime? Good. Good night, Jeffrey. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so much. Yes, my husband and I have been wild.
Oh, that's all right. He's been a very nice little boy.
Now, what can possibly be wrong with the child?
Nothing. He just doesn't feel like talking. He will. Don't you remember our friend Henry, dear? His little boy didn't say a word until he was 6, and then he dropped a little red engine on his foot, and he said some word, which I won't repeat. And from then on, he talked a blue streak, and I mean blue.
Yeah. Well, knowing Henry.
Yeah. Honey, huh? What's the matter with you?
I don't feel too well.
You don't look too well. Why, your face is green.
You have been eating Halloween candy all evening, haven't you? All that candy you've been popping in your mouth?
Yeah,
you
I think
terrible,
I better
dear.
Get upstairs. I'm sorry.
Honey, I'll be right with you. Well, he's going to be sick all night. He is like a child about candy. We took our kids to the circus, and Bob is the one who was sick. All that sugar fluff candy and the taffy and the hot dogs and the pop. Will you excuse me, Aunt Maggie, while I see what's going on?
Well, dear, Halloween comes about once a year, and I'm sure all the parents are saying thank goodness for that.
Things in Life has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.